We've been in business since 2019, and we came out with a pretty innovative product with our small dog when we adopted Sterling, which is a small Italian greyhound. We realized there wasn't anything on the market to help us hold up pee pads. So we did a Kickstarter, and we can maybe get into that afterwards, but that did get the attention of some of the producers on Dragon's Den. And for the last couple of years, they've been asking us to apply. So this February, we took the time to go through the whole application process. And lo and behold, we were called in for an audition in February. And we went in for taping in Toronto at the end of May. And I think the episode just aired last week. So very exciting. So we got multiple offers during the show. And they were all equal. So that was very flattering. And at the end of the day, we decided to make a deal with Arlene Dickinson.
Any advice for anyone who is thinking of applying for Dragon's Den?
The best advice I could give if I were to look back is I think we did a good job preparing, but I don't think there would be a problem in over-preparing. In our season, there were six dragons. So Robert Herkovec was a guest judge from the U.S. edition of Shark Tank. So it was a one-time filming, so you don't really get to it's TV, but you get in and you do your first 90 second pitch, which you're kind of allowed to practice, and that's the component I would say that you really should nail down and make sure that you know what you're going to be presenting in the first 90 seconds. And then after that, the floor really goes to the dragon, so you should really know your numbers. I would also say just be ready for anything, because they're making TV. And I think in season 18, they're trying to make even more TV. So Alain and I were just like really, we were on set with our two dogs. Luckily, both our dogs behaved during the whole 90-minute taping. But I would say it's quite an experience. So don't take it lightly. It's a very exciting experience, but you definitely want to prepare. And we got up at 4 in the morning. Our taping started, I think, at 6:30. So what you see on TV looks all nice and fun and glamorous, but it's quite a process for the entrepreneurs. And but at the end of the day, when you go into the tank and you're able to pitch your idea, your company, and you come out with such beneficial feedback and also offers, I think it's worth the whole experience.
What was it about the product itself that the dragons really took to and really wanted to make the investment in it?
Well, this is what's funny. This is Alain's idea. So Alain's an interior designer. And when we first had the idea and went on Kickstarter, he designed the product. He went to Vegas, made sure there was demand. And before we actually went to the taping, he said, don't worry, I have this. I'll probably do most of the talking. So he's the expert, if you want, internally on everything Doggy Bathroom. But I think as soon as the dragons saw how much success we've had over the last 4 years, they really turned their attention to the numbers and the margins and the how we operate the business. So I would say I ended up doing 75% of the answering of the questions. So that's how it went with our segment. We just felt bad a little bit that we weren't able to maybe go into a little bit more detail of all of the benefits, all the characteristics of our product. But I think the dragons really just saw a lot of potential into where we're in a niche market. I think Michelle was the one that told us one of the hardest things to do in life is to create a category, and we've managed to do that with our name and with our product. We've got a utility patent that's been granted, so we've really got a niche in the, we didn't really start out to be entrepreneurs, but when we went online to try to solve this problem and nothing existed, that's how we ended up there. And I think the dragons saw that fairly quickly within our pitch, and they were really interested in seeing how we grew this business so quickly over 4 years.
You say you've had a lot of success over 4 years. How have things been since you appeared?
If you could imagine, I was at the warehouse right now, so we've been overwhelmed by orders. But we knew that going in, so we had made sure to have enough inventory and enough staff. But when you've got the CEO going in and personally making boxes and making sure that all those orders are going out in a timely fashion, it's very exciting. And we've gotten a lot of media attention. I mean, even Arlene this weekend, our dogs put on the little jumper suit that she had on the episode. And it's been one of our best showing things on social media. So it's been a really fun week.
Where can our listeners get more information on your product?
So our company's online. It's easy to find. So www.doggybathroom.com, and it's doggy with a Y. It's been a pleasure, and it's fun to represent New Brunswick on the big stage. So thank you very much.